Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud Dalet. We left off on daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis toward the bottom of the page, about five lines from the bottom. We started to discuss the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. The Gemara is going to give us three statements of halacha that seem to be very similar to each other and explain why all three statements are necessary. And then on Amud Aleph, we're going to have two ways to learn from the pasuk of Ba'aspecha Megarnecha Miyukvecha, that when it comes to taking maestros from yerek, from vegetables, we go basar lakita when determining what year this vegetable is from. Is it a maestrani year? Is it a maestrosheni year? We look at when we actually pick the vegetables from the ground, and the Gemara is going to give the reason why Shvat is the time that we designate for Rosh Hashanah li'ilanos, and in that context it's going to tell a story about Rabbi Akiva, where he was machmir to be mafrish maestros both as a maestrani and a maestrosheni, even though he picked the peros all at one time. And the Gemara is going to raise the question how Rabbi Akiva was allowed to be machmir for both shitos. Generally speaking, we assume that that's foolish to be machmir for both the shitos Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. And according to a different version of what Rabbi Akiva was being machmir about, it seems like he was only holding like the shitos Beis Shammai, which is also troubling. And the Gemara is going to have two explanations why he would seem to be going like the shitos Beis Shammai against the shitos Beis Hillel. And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to have a chiddush about Rosh Hashanah for an esrog that may be different than Rosh Hashanah for other trees. And the Gemara is going to reject that chiddush. But getting back into the sugya that we began yesterday, the Gemara told us that Rabbi Yossi ben Kippur said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Shazuri that if a person plants pul hamitzri, a certain type of bean, now the pul hamitzri bean, Rashi points out, can be planted for one of two purposes. One can plant it liyerek, or one can plant it lizera. If you plant it liyerek, it means you want to plant the beans because you like to eat beans. A person is going to eat it. If he plants it lizera, it means he's planting it so that he can use the seeds to plant more. He can have it to plant more of them. Now, if someone is planting it liyerek, then it would have the same halachas of maestros that a vegetable would have, which would mean we go basar lakita. We would follow based on when we actually pull it out of the ground. But if you're planting lizera, then the halacha is that we would go basar hashrasha. We'd look at when it actually took root in the ground. But what if you planted lizera? So we should go basar hashrasha, and some of it took root before Rosh Hashanah, some of it took root after Rosh Hashanah. So the halacha is you're not allowed to take maestros from this year's produce on last year's produce, or from last year's produce on this year's produce. But you planted one field, it all took root, some of it before Rosh Hashanah, some after Rosh Hashanah. You don't know what's what, so what are you supposed to do? How is one supposed to take trumas and maestros from such a field? So Rabbi Shimon Shazuri said, what a person should do is take all the beans from the entire field, pile them in the middle of the field, mix them around really well all together, and take one set of trumas and maestros, and therefore we can assume that whatever you're taking as truma, whatever you're taking as maestros, is a combination of this year's produce and last year's produce, and therefore it will work for the entire mixture, which is also a combination of this year's produce and last year's produce. That's the Eitzah of Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. So where we left off yesterday was the Gemara says, yeah, that's if you assume, like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, that yesh bila, but the Rabbanan hold ein bila. I mean, Rabbi Shimon Shazuri holds that if you take a bunch of beans and you mix them all together, that you have the right to assume that if you take out any small amount, that small amount has a combination of this year's beans and last year's beans. But the Rabbanan hold ein bila, you have no right to assume that anything you take out is a combination. Maybe what you take out is only for chumos is only this year's beans, and you're violating the halacha that you're being aser from this year's produce on last year's produce, or vice versa. Maybe it's last year's beans and you're violating the halacha in the other direction. So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yitzchak, we're holding Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni Amar Shmuel about five lines before the end of the page. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Nachmeni Amar Shmuel Halacha K'Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri that if a person has the beans that were planted, he has this Pula Mitzri that was planted Lazara, and therefore we go Basra Ashrasha, we look at when it took root, but some of them took root before Rosh Hashanah, some of them took root after Rosh Hashanah, pile them all together, mix them all together, take one set of Trumas and Maestros. So Maskevla Rabbi Zeira, Umi Amr Shmuel Hachi, does Shmuel really hold this? Vamr Shmuel, La Kol Ein Bila, Chutz Miyayin V'Shemen. Isn't Shmuel the one that taught us that we generally assume Ein Bila, that things don't get evenly mixed together, unless you're dealing with Yayin V'Shemen, unless you're dealing with wine or with oil, which obviously is fundamentally different than a bean, because beans are a solid, and wine and oil are liquids, so liquids mixed together much better than solids would mix together, as Rashi points out. Shadavar lach nivlal yafe avul yavesh ein somchin ba'al abila. It's only something that's davar lach, that's a liquid that we would assume would mix together, but solids would not mix together. Or Tosos points out chutz miyayin v'shemen linyan ma'israri v'uadin mayim linyaza. Tosos says not just yayin v'shemen, water also. So when I first read the Tosos, I assumed that Tosos assumes like Rashi that liquids mix together, not solids. But some of the Achronim read Tosas to be much more exclusive. That Tosas is saying wine, oil, water. That's it. Not even other liquids would we assume there's bila. Let's say dam or dvash or something like that, we would assume would not have bila. That's the way the Chasam Sofer reads the Tosos. So Tosos is assuming, not like Rashi, that it's liquid versus solid, even within the world of liquids, only some liquids fully mixed together, not all liquids. Chasam Sofer says that the Rush holds like Rashi, that any davar lach is yesh bila, but the Rush would hold also that even by flour, if you make a dough out of it, there would be yesh bila for that as well. That would count like a davar lach because it becomes one entity. It's not a collection of different items.
How does bila interplay with the rule of rove? Why don't we just assume that everything goes after the rove within the...
That it's batel, that it's automatically batel. That's a good question. I'm not sure why we don't assume bitel over here. I don't know. There's got to be a simple answer to that. It's a too basic a question. I'm not sure. So the Gemara's point is, how can you tell me that we pass like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, that we assume Bila? I thought we hold that La Kolein Bila, except for Yayin Veshema, so there can't be Bila on beans. So says Gemara, Ishtamite Hada Amar Shmuel Hakol Holech Achar Gemar Pri. No, we're forgetting that which Shmuel said, that we always look at the Gemar Pri. Now what does that mean? So Rashi points out, that by beans we're not looking at the Ashrasha to determine what year it comes from. We're looking at the Gemar Pri, at what point it completed its development. When Shmuel says that we should follow Rabbi Shimon Shazuri's advice and mix them all together, he wasn't saying that you should do that because he holds a Bila, meaning he agrees with what Rabbi Shimon Shazuri said to take, but not the logic behind Rabbi Shimon Shazuri's statement. Rabbi Shimon Shazuri assumed that the reason you should mix it all together is because it's Bila. So even though you have last year's produce and this year's produce and it's all mixed together, but it will mix together fine, and therefore you can take Shumas and Maestros from the unit, the mixed unit. Dealer Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, time Mishum Bila, but Vitaimid de Shmuel, Mishum de Kule. Shmuel says, I'm not looking at Hashrasha, I'm looking at when the Gemar Pri happened. If you had some of the Pula Mitzri had Hashrasha before Rosh Hashanah, some had Hashrasha after Rosh Hashanah, but they all had Gemar Pri after Rosh Hashanah. So they're all this year's produce. And that's why you can mix them all together and take one set of Trumas and Maestros for everything. You're not dealing with two different years. It's all one year's produce. Utsricha. And we need Shmuel to tell me all three of these statements. Number one, the statement that he said that we pass like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Number two, that he said, La kol ein bila chutz miyayin v'shemen. And number three, that Akol holech achar gemar pri. Shmuel taught us three statements of Allah over here. And we need all three of those statements. The Yashmin Allah Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, had he only told me that Allah is like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, Hava Aminu Mishum de Kasavar Yesh Bila, I would have assumed that he not only paskins like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri's halacha, but mitame as well. That he paskins Yesh Bila, that we assume that even solids can mix together. Kamash Malan, Lakol Ein Bila. That's why we need statement number two of Shmuel, that no, only Yayin and Shemen are assumed to have Bila, not a solid like a bean. V'yesh min l'kol ein bila. bila, and if he would have told me that there's no bila for anything except for yayim shemen, have amin karabon and svirle. So then I would assume he rejects Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Kamash mulan alach Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. That's why he has to tell me that no, I pass the Rabbi Shimon Shazuri in terms of what to do when you have beans that some took ashrashim before Rosh Hashanah and some after Rosh Hashanah. V'yashmin and hani tarti. And if he would have told me only those two statements, that we pass the Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, and that there's no bila by anything other than yayin v'shemen, have amino kasha d'shmuel ad'shmuel, then I would just say, well, he's contradicting himself because it doesn't make sense. If you're passing like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, it's because you hold yesh bila. So come and ask, how can you then say that there's no bila except for yayin v'shemen? So that's why the third statement is enlightens us as to what Shmuel's thinking was. Come ask Shmuel, not kol holech achar gemar pri. That's why he tells me the third statement that everything is holech achar gemar pri. So yes, he passing like Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, but v'lav mitamei, because he doesn't hold of bila, but this is all this year's produce because we follow the Gemar Pri. The Iash Mino Nakol Holech Acha Gemar Pri. And if he only would have told me statement number three, that when it comes to determining what year the Pula Mitzri is should be meisered based on, we should look at the Gemar Pri, not at the Ashrasha. Hava Mina Filu Tvua V'Zesim Nami. I would think that's not only true of beans, it's true of grain, it's true of olives. Kamash Mula Nalach Rab Shimon Shazuri B'Mai Depalig. That's why it comes to tell me that we pass on Rabbi Shimon Shazuri specifically on the topic, on the items that Rabbi Shimon Shazuri was speaking about, which was beans. And that's when we say that those that were Nishrash before Rosh Hashanah and those that took root after Rosh Hashanah could be mixed together. So that's when we, because with that we'll go Basar Gemar Pri and we'll assume it's all from 1 year. But by Tevua and Zesim, we would go Basar Shlish. We would look at when it's 1/3 grown. V'lashmin and Hani Tarti, Lakol Ein Bilo Lameli. But let him tell me statement number one and statement number three. What do I need statement number two for? Meaning, let him tell me that we pass on the Rabbi Shimon Shazuri, and let him tell me that we go Basar Gemar Pri. So I'll know that we go Basar Gemar Pri for beans and not for everything else, and I'll know everything I need to know. So says Mara, how come Ashmalon to liayin v'shemen yesh bila? Now I need statement number two not for what it tells me about beans, but for what it tells me about yayin v'shemen. Statement number two is lakol ein bila chutz mi yayin v'shemen. The part about lakol ein bila enochinami, I would know that just from statement number three, which is that we follow the Gemar Pri. But the idea is that Yayin V'Shemen has Bila, that's the Chiddush really of statement number two. So that's why Shmuel needs all three statements. Good, period. So now the Gemara is going to show from the Pasuk of Ba'aspecha Migarnecha Miyikvecha how we derive that when it comes to vegetables, when it comes to Yerek, we determine the year of the vegetable based on Lakita, based on when we pick it from the ground. So we're going to have two different possibilities of how to darshan this from the Pasuk of Ba'aspecha Migarnecha Miyikvecha, and we're going to show a nafkamina between the two drashas. It's all the same Pasuk, and it's the same din that we're getting out of this Pasuk, but it's two ways of getting there. Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. So the first drasha is Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, Ba'aspecha Migarnecha Miyikvecha, we darshan as follows. Ma Goren V'yakev, Miyuchadin Shegedelin Almei Shana Sha'avra, Umis Asun L'Shana Sha'avra, just like Goren V'yakev, are unique in that they grow on last year's water, and therefore it's we take maestros based on them being last year's produce. Meaning, as long as they grew, as long as the chanata happened last year, so we assume that it's last year's produce. Avkol shegedelin al meis shana shavra misashon shana shavra. So anything that grew on last year's produce would be on last year's water rather would be considered last year's produce in terms of maestros, as opposed to yatsu yirakos, as opposed to vegetables, shegedelin al meis shana haba umisasun l'shana haba, they grow on this year's water, and therefore they have to have, they're treated like this year's produce. How do we know which water it grew on and didn't? So you look at Rashi, basbecha megarnecha miyikvecha, says Rashi, mikan samchu chachamim lekvoz man meisri yerek de devrei macha lekita lasmachta bialma. First of all, Rashi says, don't get too caught up in this drasha. This drasha is an asmachta. It's not a drasha gemura. Kol asif shalcha yehei ketrumas garen v'yakev shalacha behen shalcha ben Torah achar shana sheivia shlish. When it comes to garen v'yakev, we look at when it became 1/3 growth. b'meimeha she'vesa shlisha lehen higidilasan. So we look at the year that it grew from its water to get to one third growth. She'me'el sheshar ru'il likatzer b'dochek. Because what's the idea of one third growth? One third growth is the when you can with the bare minimum age, the bare minimum stage of development that you can actually be kotzer, that you can actually harvest it. So by a tree as well, we go basar chanata, where we assume that the entire growth of the fruit comes from the rain that had already affected the tree prior to that year. As opposed to yarakos, if you don't continue to water the vegetables are going to die. So the yarakos, even if you leave it in the ground after one third growth, if it doesn't continue to receive water, they're all going to die. So the yarakos are going to be basar lekita. We're going to follow when you actually pick the yarakos. That is how Rabbi Yossi Aglili shows the drasha from the pasuk. Rabbi Akiva says no, it's a different drasha. Same pasuk. Same result, same halacha, but a different way of getting there. Ba'asmecha megarducha miyikvecha is as follows. Ma gorin viyekev, miyuchadin shegedelin al rov mayim, umisasun l'shana sha'avra. What's unique about gorin viyekev? It's that it's gadol al rov mayim, which means that it relies on rainwater and only rainwater, and therefore we're misasun l'shana sha'avra, sa'av kol shegedelin al rov mayim, misasun l'shana sha'avra. So to anything else that relies solely on rainwater for its growth, we'll assume that it's last year's produce. Yatsu yarakos, as opposed to vegetables, shegedelin al kol mayim, where it doesn't only use rainwater, you need to actually water it as well. You need to draw water and make sure you water it constantly. And therefore, misasun l'shana haba. So again, they're both using the pasuk b'asmecha megarduchem yikvecha, and they're both coming out with the result that yarakos are misasun l'shana haba, that basar lekita, that we follow, that even if yarek, even if a vegetable takes root and grows one third of its growth in the previous year, if I only pick it this year, it's this year's produce, not last year's produce. They're both deriving that as the halacha. The question is, the only difference between them is how they arrive at that halacha. Is it because Yerek is different than Goren V'Yekev in terms of which water affected it, the water from the previous year, the water from this year, or is it that Yerek is different than Goren V'Yekev in terms of which type of water affects it? Is it rainwater or other water as well? So frankly, Mar May Benayu, so the Mainaf Kamina between the two reasons, they both arrive at the same halacha anyway. Some Rabbi Avol, but Solomas Risa Nupula Mitzri Ika Benayu. Certain types of onions and beans are in Naf Kamina. Why? Tetzanan, we have a Mishnah. But Solomas Risa Nupula Mitzri, Shemana Mehen Mayim Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Let's say you didn't water them for 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, misasun l'sha'avar umutarim b'shviyas. Then they're considered to be last year's produce, so you treat them for maestros as the previous year's produce, and if this coming year is a Shemitah year, this produce is mutar to do business with, it's not Shemitah produce. V'imlav, but if you did not withhold water from it, and you watered it all the way up until Rosh Hashanah, then asurim b'shviyas misasun l'shana haba. Then it's considered to be Shemitah produce. So Rashi writes, at least in the first version, Rashi writes in the second medium-sized line, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Islay Hamas Nisan. Rabbi Yossi Aglili would agree with this Mishnah. Dekivan demana or shemana mayim shloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Since you withheld water for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, nimtzu gedelin al meishana shavra. So it would turn out that it grew on last year's water. So and Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that's what matters. Which year's water did it grow on? Well, if you withheld watering it for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, clearly it grew on the old water. V'rila Rabbi Akiva regedelin al kol mayim misasun haba. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it doesn't matter which water it actually grew on. It's the type of item that grows on not just rainwater, but on other water as well. It needs to be watered. And therefore, it would be misasul shanaba. We'd go basul lakita. So that's the simple explanation of how this Mishnah plays into this machlokas between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Kiva. How did Rashi know that this drasha was only in asmachta? Who says it's only in asmachta that the maestros of Yerek are basul lakita, that we determine how to take maestros from Yerek based on the time of lakita, not based on havas, shlish, or anything like that? So Tosus points out, it's very pashut how we know it's in Asmachta. asmachta. Asmachta b'yalma de meiser yarek de rabbanon. Because the very concept that you take meiser and yarek is only a din de rabbanon. There is no din d'oraisa of taking meiser and yarek. So therefore, obviously, the whole drasha has to be an asmachta, because the whole drasha teaches me how to take meisros on yarekos. So it's v'ikar krol l'psolz garen v'yakev k'delel in yinsuka. What's the pasuk really teaching me? What the pasuk is really teaching me is what I'm allowed to use for schach. That's the real drasha. Is a mesecha sukkah drasha of psolz garen v'yakev. Inami, says Tosos, mishum shviyus ta'raisa itzrichra. Or maybe no, maybe there is something that this pasuk is teaching me. Meaning, maybe you're right. When it comes to taking maestros, it's not so important to know whether these vegetables grew in the third year and it's a maestrani year, or the fourth year and it's a maestrosheni year. But what if I'm not sure if it's considered a sixth year vegetable or a seventh year vegetable? Well, that matters on a daraisa level, because it's true, yarakos, you don't have to take maestros on a daraisa level, but you do have kedush. You do have to worry about Shemitah on a Daraisa level. So maybe this is a drasha, Gemura Tosso says. Maybe we shouldn't be so quick to say it's an Asmachta. Really, it is a drasha Gemura. And it is important to know how to label the year of a vegetable. Not for Hilchos Maisros, but for Hilchos Shemitah. Okay, further in the Gemara now. Be'echad b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. So we said that according to Beis Shammai, the Rosh Hashanah le'ilanos is the first day of Shvat. According to Beis Hillel, it is Tu b'shvat. So says the Gemara, my taima. What's the reason that we assume be'echad b'shvat is Rosh Hashanah le'ilan? If you look at Tosfos, my taima mefarish nami le'Beis Hillel k'mol le'Beis Shammai. The question is not only why does Beis Shammai hold echad b'shvat. The question is also why does Beis Hillel hold Tu b'shvat. So why are we only asking on the line of because that was the first thing mentioned in the Mishnah. It was mentioned before the Beis Hillel's opinion. Though according to Beis Shammai, the budding is on Echad B'Shvat. According to Beis Hillel, it's Tu B'Shvat. Meaning this year's rain, if it's going to bud based on this year's rain, it's going to be Be'echad B'Shvat. And Beis Hillel will hold Tu B'Shvat. V'kolachanutim kodim zman hazeh. Haynu al gishmei shana shalafnei tishrei. V'hadaloaz al bi'ilanos basa tishrei k'mo b'shlu. Etc. So the Tosfos goes on to say, and the question is clearly both according to Beis Shammai and according to Beis Hillel that we're going to identify Shvat as the key time to determine the peros of this year versus the peros of last year. That's the turning point. So frankly, Gemara, my time. Why? What is it about Shvat? So Amar Rav Elazar, Amar Rav Oshia, Hol v'yatzu Rov Gishmei Shana v'adayin Rov Tkufa Mibachutz. Because by Shvat, most of the rain is already over. So whatever fruits are going to grow now on the tree are from the rain that's already come. But so that's why. And rov tkufa mibachutz. Most of the season is still ahead of us. Most of the season has not yet passed. So says Gemara, my kamar. What's that second point? Rov tkufa mibachutz. You would think then it's not the zman chanati yet. Then it shouldn't be Rosh Hashanah until Adar then. If rov tkufa is mibachutz, why are we so quick to make a Rosh Hashanah? So says Gemara, nahachi kamar. Now the point is that even though it's rov tkufa mibachutz, that's the point. Even though we still have most of the season to pass, still rov gishmei shana are over, and once rov gishmei shana are over, we can declare that the Rosh Hashanah. So that's why it's already considered to be the Rosh Hashanah. So if that's the reason, that Tu B'Shvat is determined to be the Rosh Hashanah li'ilanos, because yatzu rov gishmei shana, most of the rain of this year is over already, the post can discuss what about in a place where the rain comes differently, where it rains in another season. What about places where it rains in Yemos HaChama, not in Yemos HaGeshama? It rains during the summertime, not in the wintertime, what we would call the summertime, meaning it rains in Tammuz and Av, and it doesn't rain during what we would call the wintertime. So the post can discuss about Argentina. What's the din by Rosh Hashanah Lilanos in counting the years of Arla? Does it have a din of Tu B'Shvat like we would by Eretz Yisrael? Do we say no, Rosh Hashanah Lilanos, for them it has to be some other time? So the poskim write in that l'chora it would depend on how to understand our Gemara. There are two ways in Rishonim to understand our Gemara. Rashi over here understands that when we say Yatzu Rov Gishmei Shana, it means Yatzu Rov Gishmei Shana Chadasha. Most of this year's rain is over, and the rain until Tu B'Shvat is considered to be last year's rain. But Tosfos understands that any time that it's Chonet, that the Avchanata until Tu B'Shvat, it's a simin land that it grew on the rain that came before last year, before the past Rosh Hashanah. So according to Tosfos, Rosh Hashanah for Ilan really is Echad B'Tishrei, meaning what we're really interested in is Echad B'Tishrei. It's just that Tu B'Shvat is the simin of what happened by Echad B'Tishrei, meaning the rain that came before Echad B'Tishrei would affect it so that it has Chanata by Tu B'Shvat. If it doesn't have Chanata by Tu B'Shvat, then the rain from before Echad B'Tishrei didn't affect it. So according to Tosfos, Echad B'Tishrei is really the key time. So the Poskim write that according to Tosfos, Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Li'ilan wherever you are. It's Kal V'Chomer. If in a place where the rain from Tishrei until Tu B'Shvat, we're still going to, if it rains from Tishrei until Tu B'Shvat, we're still going to assume that if it has Chanata before Tu B'Shvat, it didn't come from that rain, it came from rain before then. Well, then for sure, if it doesn't rain from Tishrei to Tu B'Shvat, it came from last year's rain, right? So then Kal V'Chomer, we would assume it comes from last year's rain. If it only rains in the summertime, so it obviously comes from the summertime rain. But according to Rashi, there's still room for Safek, because the Poskim, but since the Poskim quote Tosfos only, it seems that we Paskim Mahalacha like the Shita of Tosfos. Now the Gemara tells a story. So the Gemara tells us that one time, on the bottom of the page, two lines from the bottom, Tan Rabbanan, Maisa Rabbi Akiva, there was a Maisa with Rabbi Akiva, Shalikeit Esrog Be'echad B'Shvat, V'nog Bo Shnei Isurin. He was Malakit in Esrog and Echad B'Shvat, so Beis Shammai's Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos had passed, but Beis Hillel's Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos had not yet come. So he wasn't sure, is this an Esrog that I should take Maisa Sheni from, or is it an Esrog I should take Maisa Ani from? Meaning the assumption is that it was either the third year going into the fourth year, or the second year going into the third year, but we don't know how to label it. It depends if you follow Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So what did he do? He took a double Maisa. He took a Maisa Sheni and a Maisa Ani. Tulsus points out, Im Shnei Isurim Mamish Hifrish Lohayim Masukan. If he actually took a double Maisa, that wouldn't work. Meaning, wouldn't actually, you can't have both maestros be chal. Only one of them would be chal. So what it must mean is, El Mefarish B'Yushalmi Shifrish Maestro Echel the Maestro Sheni Upadu B'Chol Kolaniim. That he really took one maestro for Maestro Sheni. He was Mafresh Maestro Sheni. Then he was Poda the Maestro Sheni for money, and he gave that produce, that fruit, to Aniim. So that way, he fulfilled through one maestro, both giving to Aniim, and using the money only in Yerushalayim, using the money that he was put to the fruits for only in Yerushalayim, and therefore fulfilling the Meiser Sheni requirement as well. But it doesn't mean that he actually took two Meisros. The Turi Evan raises the question. Well, even before that, the Ritva says, no, you could say that he did the following, that he was Mafresh Maiser Sheni, and he took that Maiser Sheni and brought it to Yerushalayim and distributed it to Aniyim in Yerushalayim. The halacha is Maiser Sheni just has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. You don't have to eat it all in Yerushalayim. Most people would not be able to finish all their Maiser Sheni in the 1 week that they happen to be all the regal to eat it all in Yerushalayim. They obviously distribute it and give it out to other people to eat in Yerushalayim. It helps boost the economy in Yerushalayim and helps provide food for people in Yerushalayim. So why didn't Rashi and Tosfos want to say that way? So the Aruch Lanai writes, because Maaser Sheni, according to our Meir, that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa, you shouldn't give it as a Matana. You shouldn't give it away to Aniyim. If it's Mamon Gavoa, it's not yours to give away. Very strange comment. What is it? If it's Mamon Gavoa, what do you mean? So you can, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets everyone eat from it. So why can't I let an Ani eat from it? Very difficult to understand what the Aruch Lanai means. Other Achronim suggest is that probably what the reason Rashi and Tosfos didn't want to say this way is that there must be some mitzvah of eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. So for a person to l'chadchila bring all of his Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat none of it, give it all to Aniyim, would be a bitul mitzvah of the achilas Maaser Sheni. Really, a person is supposed to eat Maaser Sheni. So that's the issue. Tori Evan just wonders over here that it was Mafresh Beis Yisurin, that Tosfos says it can't be that it was Mafresh Beis Yisurin, because then it wouldn't be chal. So Tori Evan wonders, according to Yerushalmi that Tosfos is quoting, why does Rabbi Kiva have to give away the Maaser to the Aniyim? Right? What did we say? That he took one Maaser, and that was Maaser Sheni, he was Poda it, and then he gave the fruits to Aniyim. Why does he have to give it to Aniyim? Amotzi mechaver alav haraya. He doesn't know if it needs Maaser Sheni or Maaser Ani, so the Ani can't take it from the Ani, can't claim that he has a right to it, because as far as we know, it might be Maaser Sheni. Meaning, after all, we say the same thing by Pidyon HaBen. If you have a Safek Pidyon HaBen, you don't have to give the money to the Kohen, because Amotzi mechaver alav haraya, the Kohen Rabbein can't prove that there's any chiyuv of Pidyon HaBen. So the Chara, we should say the same thing over here. So the Torah Yevon says maybe we're more machmir Maaser Ani for whatever reason. Maybe Maaser Ani is not like Pidyon HaBen. But some of the Akronim suggest that maybe since it's Shana Shlisha, since right now it is the third year, it's not called that you're Muchzuk. The Ani is considered to be the Muchzuk. Because if it's third year, it's a Maaser Ani year, so he is the Muchzuk. So you wouldn't say, HaMotzi Mechaver Alav Haraya. That's how the Sefer Emek Yoshua suggests. Okay, so anyways, Rabbi Kiva...
You say that the comment about that, it's Mamu Gavoa, it's that you can't give the Ani Mamu Gavoa as a gift because then it's a restriction on the Ani's money. Meaning you have to give him unrestricted.
Oh, that you
unrestricted.
Yeah, but you're allowed to share. You're allowed to share Maaser Sheni with other people if you can't finish
right,
it.
But then it wouldn't qualify as giving Maaser.
Oh, it wouldn't count as Maaser
because you gave them something.
If you're giving it to them in restriction, okay, it's a very good thought. I don't know, maybe yeah, sounds good. Okay, so Rabbi Kiva took two maestros, echad kedivrei Beis Shammai v'echad kedivrei Beis Hillel. One like the Beis Shammai and one like the Beis Hillel, because according to Beis Shammai, it's already been the Rosh Hashanah Leilanos. According to Beis Hillel, it has not yet been the Rosh Hashanah Leilanos. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, lo menug Beis Shammai Beis Hillel nagba. No, the reason he took two maestros had nothing to do with Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. El minimag Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lazar nagba. He was really worried about a different machlokas, Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lazar. What machlokas is that? The Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Esrog Shavali Ilan an esrog is like a tree and treated like a tree with regard to three halachos, but it's treated like a vegetable with regard to one halacha. In terms of determining the year of the esrog with regard to orla, the first 3 years, and revai, the fourth year after it's planted, and in regards to shemitah, so then we're going to treat it just like an ilan. We look at two bishvat according to Basila, according to Beis Shammai, to determine the year of that esrog tree. But uli yarek b'derechach echad shebishas likitaso isuro. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel. But Rabbi Gamliel holds that we treat it like a vegetable in that you take the maestros based on the likita, based on when you took the esrog off the tree, not based on the chanata, like a regular tree. So if the likita happened after Tu B'Shvat, it would be this year's fruit, even though the chanata happened before Tu B'Shvat. Rabbi Lazar Omer Esrog Shavali Ilan the Kaldavar. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, an Esrog is a tree. So you treat it like a tree with regard to every single halacha. And therefore, even if you did the Lakita after Echad B'Shvat LeBeis Shammai or Tu B'Shvat LeBeis Hillel, if the Chanata happened earlier, so it's last year's fruit. And that's what Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure about. Which way to pasuk in that machlokas? He did the Lakita after Echad B'Shvat, so it was already Rosh Hashanah Li Ilanos, he knows the Chanata obviously happened before Echad B'Shvat. So frankly, Gemara, first on the first understanding of Rabbi Akiva that he was being machmir like the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel. Umiyav dinun ketrei chumri, do we really follow a double chumra like the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel? Va'atani liol malach k'divrei Beis Hillel, that really we pass like the Beis Hillel. Va'rotza lasus k'divrei Beis Shammai osa. If someone wants to be machmir like the Shita of Beis Shammai, so he's within his rights to be machmir for the Shita of Beis Shammai. The Gemara in Erevin, Davavim Beis, asked the question, what do you mean? You just said that Allah is like a Beis Hillel. What do you mean you have the right to be machmir like the Shita of Beis Shammai? So the Gemara says, no, kan kodem baskal, kan liachar baskal. Before the baskal came, you had the right to be machmir like the Shita of Beis Shammai. Once the baskal said that Allah is like Beis Hillel, we no longer have the right to be machmir for Shita of Beis Shammai. So Tosus over there raises the question, but the Gemara in Bava Tzion Nuntes says, ein mashkichim baskal, that we don't learn them when the baskal told us that Allah is like a blazer b'chal makom, we ignore that baskal. We don't listen to baskal. Why do we listen to the baskal that says to go like Beis Hillel? So Tosus says, if the baskal is supporting the majority opinion, we listen to the baskal. The Beis Hillel was the majority. Rabbi Lazar was the minority opinion. We don't listen to a baskal that supports a minority opinion. But anyway, if I wrote so, lasu k'divrei Beis Shammai osa. Someone wants to do like Beis Shammai, good gesundheit. K'divrei Beis Hillel osa. You want to do like Beis Hillel, also fine. Mekule Beis Shammai, mekule Beis Hillel, rasha. If someone wants to follow the leniencies of both the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, well, such a person is a rasha. Rashi points out we're not talking about someone who paskins in the halachos of dinim mamonis like the Beis Shammai and in hilchos kashrus like the Beis Hillel, like the kulas of the Beis Hillel and in another area. No, we're talking about within a single machlokas that has two ramifications. Where, for example, you have a machlokas whether between the Beisham Beisil, Rashi gives the example about Tumas Ohel. How much has to be missing from the spine in order for it to still be considered a full body that's Metameh Ba'ohel? So Beisham says, Beis Chulios Beisil holds Chulia Achas. And the Gemara says, V'chein L'Treifa. That same machlokas is going to have ramifications for Hilchos Treifas. That Beis Shammai will turn out to be makel by a treifa, meaning is machmir by the spine, that if it's missing one chulia, it's still metame. But by a treifa, he's going to say that if it's missing just one chulia, it's not a treifa, because it could still live. It's not such a... Whereas Beis Hillel is going to be machmir on the treifa issue and makel on the tuma issue, but it's all one machlokas. It's all about the same issue. That's where we're saying, if you follow the kulas of both, you're a rasha, because it's not even consistent. It's not logically consistent. But if you happen to pass like Beis Hillel in one opinion, on one issue, and the Beis Shammai on another issue, and it happens to be that you're going Lekula on both of those issues, we don't call such a person a Rasha. Mechumra Beis Shammai, Mechumra Beis Hillel, if a person wants to follow the Chumras of both, Allah Vakas V'Omer V'Achsil B'Choshech Holech, person is a fool walking in the darkness. So what? Rabbi Akiva is like a fool walking in the darkness, being Machmir like the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel to take two maestros? Ella, what should a person do? Ike Beis Shammai B'Kulein B'Chumrein, Ike Beis Hillel B'Kulein B'Chumrein. Pick a Shita and follow it. Follow it logically through to the end. But you can't just be machmir like both opinions. That's a foolish thing to do. So this is the kasha Rabbi Kiva. How is Rabbi Kiva allowed to be machmir like both opinions? Says Rabbi Kiva gamrei istapiklei v'loyada ibesil be'echad b'shvat ibetu b'shvat. Rabbi Kiva wanted to follow Shitas Beis Hillel, but he had a doubt as to which one was Shitas Beis Hillel. He knew there was machlokes b'sham Beis Hillel, whether it's echad b'shvat or tu b'shvat. He didn't know who held what. So that's why he was machmir like both opinions, because he knew that he wanted to pass him like the Beis Hillel, but he didn't know what Beis Hillel actually held. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and then now we're going to analyze the other understanding of what Rabbi Akiva did. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, lo minig Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nagba. It wasn't Beis Shammai Beis Hillel that Rabbi Akiva was trying to satisfy. El minig Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Lazar Nagba. It was the machlokas from Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar that he wasn't sure, should we go with an Esrog Basar Lakita or should we go Basar Chanata? That was his whole issue when he picked the Esrog and Echad B'Shvat. Ask the Gemara, but then you're assuming that whichever way you go, Basar Lakita, Basar Chanata, if that was his doubt, Be'echad B'Shvat, Ke Be'es Shammai Nagba. He picked this Esrog and Echad B'Shvat. If you hold like the Beis Hillel, that two B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos, it doesn't make a difference if you go Basar Lakita or Basar Chanata. It's last year's produce. The Chanata and the Lakita all happened before two B'Shvat. The very fact that Rabbi Akiva has a suffix what to do with it tells you that Rabbi Akiva is assuming Echad B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. How could Rabbi Akiva follow Beis Shammai? Rabbi Akiva was from the Talmid Beis Hillel. How could he follow the Shitas Beis Shammai over here? So I'm Rabbi Chanina v'item Rabbi Chananya hacha be'esrog shechantu peros of kodem tu the idach shvat askinan. Over here we're dealing with an esrog that had its chanata before last year's Tu B'Shvat. Remember, Esrog, one of these called Priyetz Hadar, one of the drashas that we make about Priyetz Hadar is Hadar bi'ilana mishana l'shana. It could stay on the tree for years. The Esrog will stay on the tree for 2-3 years and it's fine. So we're talking about an Esrog that had its chanata before last year's Tu B'Shvat. So should he go Basar Lakita, which is after last year's Tu B'Shvat? In fact, it's actually this year's Echad B'Shvat, but really it could have been earlier. It could have been Teves, it could have been Kislev, it could have been any time after last year's Tu B'Shvat. But it happened to be Rabbi Akiva picked it on Echad B'Shvat, which is after last year's Tu B'Shvat. But the Chanat happened before last year's Tu B'Shvat. Really, the same halacha would have been. Rabbi Akiva would have had the same doubt and the same would have been machmir just the same if he would have picked it before Echad B'Shvat. But the Ma'aseh Shaya happened to have been in that situation. So Ravina Amar, there's a discussion in the poskim whether you make a shechianu when you eat an esrog, meaning based on this idea that it's darbi lano mishana l'shana, that it stays for 2 or 3 years. So it could be that the Shulchan Aruch sounds like the pashas in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Chafei is that a pri that's not mischadesh mishana l'shana, you don't say a shechianu one. Others say that Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in the tshuva, how often do you see an esrog? It only if you live in a climate where a sorghum can't grow and it only gets delivered once a year. So that's mischadesh to you, so you can make a shechianu. Ksav Sofer says, I agree, you should be allowed to make a shechianu, but you can't make a shechianu because it tastes disgusting. The only way to make an esrog taste good is by mixing in a whole bunch of other ingredients and putting things in, so then it's already doesn't bring so much simcha to see an esrog. The Rav Shlomo Kluger actually writes in the tshuva, he says, it would be a bracha levatal to make a shechianu when you see an esrog to eat, because you already made a shechianu on an esrog once this year. When did you make shechianu on the esrog? When you took talad minin. So that was already your shechianu. So Ksav Sofer says, what are you talking about? That shechianu was for the mitzvah. That has nothing to do with the simcha seeing the esrog. It's a totally different kind of shechianu. And clearly you didn't have kavana for the achila when you saw that the esrog at the time of the mitzvah. Okay, so Vaita, the Gemara says, Ravina Amar, Ravina says, no, the way to read the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of what Rabbi Akiva was struggling with is kroch v'tani. You have to mix it all together and read it like this. Lo echad b'shvataya, elo tu b'shvataya. First of all, change the story. Rabbi Akiva did not do the lakita on echad b'shvat. He did the lakita on tu b'shvat. And that which he struggled with was not Beishame Beisilal, that which he was struggling with was Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lazar, whether we should go Basar Chanata or Basar Lakita, because he's not sure whether an Esrog has a din like an Elan with regard to this, or it doesn't have a din like an Elan with regard to this. Okay, we'll stop there. Bez Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow from that point.